page 246 of Uyunul Hikayat, volume 1, the 413-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is mentioned therein, Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman bin Ali Jawzi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, narrated that Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim, alayhi rahmatullahi al-azim, has said that Sayyidina Abul Husayb Bashir rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, I was a trader, and by the grace of the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, I was quite affluent, very rich. I had all the comforts of a luxurious life, and I would mostly stay in the cities of Iran. Once, my laborer told me that there was an unburied dead body lying in an inn, and there was nobody to bury it. Listening to this, I felt sorry for the helplessness of the dead person, and with the aim of helping him out, I reached the inn in order to carry out the funeral procedures. I saw the dead body lying with some raw bricks placed on its belly. I put a sheet over it to cover it. His companions of the dead person, they were sitting nearby the corpse. They told me that the man was very pious and righteous. They did not have enough money to arrange for his funeral processions. Upon listening to this, I sent a man with money to purchase a coffin, a shroud, and another man to dig the grave, and the rest of us started heating water to give him ghusl, to bath him, and to prepare the bricks for the grave. We were busy in these activities when suddenly the dead body moved and sat up. The bricks fell down from his belly, and he started screaming in a terrible voice and saying, "Alas, the fire! Alas, the loss! Alas, the destruction! Alas, the fire! Alas, the loss! Alas, the destruction!" His companions, they ran away upon seeing this terrible scene, this frightening scene. But I collected my senses and courage. I went near this dead body. I shook him by holding his arm and asked, "Who are you and what is wrong with you?" He spoke, "I was a resident of Kufa, and unfortunately, I adopted the company of people who would insult and abuse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Due to their wicked sahaba and company, I would also abuse these two blessed luminaries, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar and Sayyidina Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma." Sayyidina Abu al-Husayn Bashir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has further said, "Hearing this, I begged tawbah and repentance and asked forgiveness and said to this person, 'O ill-fated man, then surely you deserve this severe azab and torment. But tell me how you have been alive after your death.'" So he started to say, "My good deeds did not benefit me. Due to the disrespect of the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, I was dragged towards Jahannam. I was dragged towards hell after my death, and my abode there was shown to me, and I was told, 'Now you will be made alive again so that you may inform your heretical friends about your azab and your punishment and tell them how painful the torment that the person possessing the enmity with Allah Azza wa Jal's virtuous bondsmen would deserve in the hereafter. When you finish telling them about yourself, you will again be thrown into your actual abode in Jahannam, in hell.' The blasphemers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's blessed companions may seek admonition and warning from this happening and abstain from their insults, from their blasphemies. Otherwise, the one who will commit blasphemy against these blessed luminaries will suffer a bad end like that of mine." Now, after saying all of this, this man, again he died. Meanwhile, the grave had been made ready for his burial and the shroud had been arranged. But I said, I will not carry out the funeral processions of such an ill-fated man who had been an insulter, a blasphemer of Shaykhain Kareemain, that is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. And I even do not consider it good to stay near him anymore. Saying this, I left. After some time, a person informed me that his heretical friends, they bathed the body, they gave it a ghusl and offered the funeral salah. No one else participated in the funeral salah. Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, I asked Sayyidina Abu al-Husayn Bashir alayhi rahmatullah al-Qadir, were you present there at the time of that event? He replied, yes, I saw him with my own eyes, reviving, coming alive again, and heard his conversation with my own ears. By listening to that, Sayyidina Khalaf bin Tamim alayhi rahmatullah al-Azim said, now I will surely give the information of this bad end of this insulter and blasphemer of the Prophet's companions alayhim ridwan to the people, so that they may learn a lesson and take care for their afterlife. May Allah Azza wa Jal secure us from blasphemy and insult and disrespect of the companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and bestow us with their true love. May Allah Azza wa Jal, the most affectionate, keep all of us in His protection and keep us away from those who are disrespectful. And may we never commit even the slightest insult and blasphemy. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.